What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Fuck.
Oh, God
We didn't plan this. We didn't think we'd have to do this for another week.
This is so last minute.
Chris Harrison just fucking snuck up on us.
He was just like, ooh, I'm dropping this little nugget.
He's just like, hey, May 13th, but wait, actually, May 6th?
Oh, guess what? You thought you had a week.
You thought you had a week to finish your fucking rebrand, Alex.
Oh,
you fucked
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus. God damn it, Christopher.
Christopher,
what are you
Brian
doing
Harrison.
To us?
We've been bamboozled.
We've been
hoodwinked. We've been batch-boozled.
Oh. That's a spicy goof.
Fuck, that should have been the name of this podcast.
Batch boozled. Whoa, I love it. But we already made a choice.
We already made our fucking decision.
Deal with it.
How are we going to start this? Because I feel like I want to do... Like, I still want to open by saying ladies and gentlemen, because I feel like that's a classic.
Absolutely. You have such gravitas.
Thank
you. Dripping with gravitas.
Thank you. I try my best.
Yeah.
I think that... I feel like I should... I feel like... I don't want to introduce myself, say the podcast, and then you introduce yourself. We both need to introduce ourselves at the same... Let's do podcast first.
Before. Yeah.
Podcast first. So so we can do... Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
And I'm Alan Moss.
When you're ready.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
You know when you just get that first take and the entire, like... And just when you're on a movie set, as
and
we
it's
have
all
been,
downhill from there.
But you know when like everyone sees that one take, everyone's like, "That was utter beauty."
Yeah,
that was it right there. We silenced the crowd.
We did.
There was one.
We did. This is everything that we've done before this episode.
It's crap.
Everything before this episode was garbage.
Garbage, bullshit.
It was garbage.
It's done.
It's
garbage.
Nothing.
A garbage podcast. That podcast is over.
Bros Before Rose, fuck that. This is the Final Bros Tonight when you're fucking ready.
Oh, shit. Garbage.
So, we had this whole plan to rebrand everything. I'm working on it. My life is on fire, but I'm trying to get this rebrand together. I'm aiming to have it all ready by the time Hannah's season starts. By the time we drop our first actual episode on Hannah B's season. It's
right.
Just Hannah now.
It's just Hannah's season now.
By the time we drop that first episode, which will probably be like a week from now.
Yeah.
Then we'll have new art, we'll have a new name, we'll be ready for the masses.
Right. This was like... We saw that this was coming, this reunion was coming, and then they dropped the boys on us.
Like Chris Harrison like tweeted about it here and there. He's like, Bachelor Reunion. I'm like, oh, cool. This is going to be like some YouTube video they're going to fucking post. But
right.
No, it was a full 2-fucking-hour episode.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be like, hey, let's talk about Chris. No. Let's do a lot of things.
Yeah. So let's get into this real quick. So Monday, May 6th, which is a full week before...
I was emotionally ready for this.
Before I was ready to watch Hannah find love.
I haven't primed myself for someone else to like go on their journey yet.
No,
I still
of course
needed,
not.
I still needed my time.
Yeah.
Chris.
Christopher. But they aired a Bachelorette reunion special on ABC.
That's nice.
It was nice. I'd say you can break it up into 3 parts. So the first part of it was a tour for fans of Batch Nation.
That's fun.
They got on a bus, like one of those big, like, you know, double-decker buses.
Not like a mega bus. Though,
no,
right?
Not like a mega bus.
Okay.
They drove around L.A. with their tour guide, Christopher Brian Harrison.
I have a question.
Hit me.
And I'm sorry I'm interrupting.
Please.
But if you could have a tour guide for anywhere, would you want it to be Christopher Brian Harrison?
Absolutely.
I just feel like, speaking of gravitas, I mean, he just would give you the greatest explanation of the stars.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I will go on a tour of, like, you know, like...
This is the final star tonight. Oh, my God.
Not even that. I will go on a tour of, like, the bloodiest battlegrounds of World War I. And if it was led by Chris
so
Harrison,
good.
I would be enthralled.
Tell me more.
Tell me more about Normandy.
Would you also
was that World War I?
No.
No.
God, I hope I'm right.
I don't know.
One of us is right. But I'm definitely right.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I don't remember anything about World War I except for the Franz Ferdinand got shot, and that's what happened.
Hey, look at you, yeah, Mr. History.
What's up? I took history classes once. But yeah, no, anything. I would go on a tour of like the U.S. Mint. I would listen to Chris Harrison just tell me how coins are made.
Now let's just say you had no prior knowledge of Christopher Harrison. He just happened to be the greatest tour guide you've ever like encountered.
Yeah.
Would you then also get his autograph?
Probably not.
Okay, because I think I would. I'd be like, I just want to remember you.
I just want to remember the greatest tour guide I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm just saying that would just be a memory I want to keep. Or at least get a picture with him. Maybe not an autograph.
Okay.
But a picture with him.
Just so you can like hang out and be like, this guy, he's like the greatest tour guide ever.
He was the best.
And then you'll like run into somebody like, you guys know he hosts the Bachelor, right?
Wow, he does that too?
Oh, shit, really? Oh, yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
Then you would have wanted his autograph.
Yeah. Speaking of which... This Bachelorette reunion really drove home for me just the phenomenally short amount of time we've been watching this show.
Yeah, oh my God.
Like, so there's that tour, there's the tour, we'll talk about it. The second part of it is literally a reunion of the past 13 Bachelorettes, of which I am familiar with three of them.
Only three? I thought you were familiar with like four.
Isn't a big number.
That's,
yeah.
That's not the right
My thing. First Bachelorette.
Really, three? Yeah. I thought it was the one number higher.
My first Bachelorette season was JoJo.
Oh, okay.
So I'm familiar with JoJo, Rachel, Becca, and Hannah. Those are the only seasons I watched. I've watched Emily's season, because that was a season that Ari was on. I watched that season in preparation for when Ari became the Bachelor.
Gotcha.
But really, I'm watching the show and I'm like, who the fuck are you people?
Who are you? I'm sure there's a lot of people who are also feeling that way too.
I feel like The Bachelor, Batch Nation, has really become much bigger in the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's been the greatest show of all time since the beginning.
Like, come on.
I don't want to diminish it.
No. It's never not been amazing.
Yeah. And then the third part of this reunion episode is really a very nice prequel lead up into Hannah's season. And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I have some questions for you about that.
So let's start at the beginning with this tour, because honestly, we're going to breeze through this pretty quickly because it just doesn't fucking matter. It's a tour guide, Chris Harrison. They're driving around, they're looking at like sort of all of these different spots in LA where like sort of like these dates have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Some notable ones were like the recording studio where Becca and Goose sang that song with that piano man.
Oh, did they get the one where she, did they show them where she went and broke stuff with Lil Jon?
No, they didn't show that one.
That should be way more important.
Yeah. They showed.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was like that week two date where Chris had to write a love song.
And really access his feelings.
And like he actually did like a decent job, which was weird because it was week fucking two.
I remember us being like, what a way to go. And then it took 2 weeks for us to go, you suck.
And then I remembered, oh, you suck. And then I remembered, oh, you're marrying Crystal. Good.
good for them.
Good. Just have fun. They just had like an engagement party or some shit, or like
great.
A shower or something. I don't fucking know. I
don't pay attention to them.
I don't care. I don't even follow either of them on Twitter.
Exactly. Neither do I.
But like I follow people who follow them and they get retweeted.
So you're saying, I was at the shower or whatever.
I'm very adjacent.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Kendall and Joe just moved in together.
They did.
That was nice. Just
they moved in together the same fucking weekend I was in California, and they didn't even say hi.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
I was nowhere near them, but they were not there. But they didn't come and say.
Just drop a line.
You know who else didn't say hi to me? Cassie or Colton.
I was
in Huntington Beach, California, which is where Cassie is from.
We have done everything for you people,
and they couldn't even come to say hi to me.
Wow.
I was at a ska music festival, and Cassie and Colton were at some fucking other music festival for country music, which is bullshit because you know Cassie likes ska.
That's right. She definitely.
I am convinced.
I fully believe that Cassie.
I am convinced that Cassie secretly likes ska.
Yeah.
I you cannot convince me otherwise. Fuck all of you if you don't believe me.
And I wouldn't want to go to any country music show unless Old Town Road is playing the entire time.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the thing is, like, they should do that. There should just be some fucking Country Music Festival, that's just 3 straight hours of Old Town Road. Bring in different artists.
Just keep remixing.
Bring in different artists. But it's all like just like the first, like they'll close it with Billy Ray Cyrus and the rapper guy.
But Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X, yeah. But like open it with something completely fucking out of left field, like Toby Keith and Kanye West. Like just like make it fucking weird. Like Blake Shelton and Lil Jon. Just combine country artists and rappers and just keep doing Old Town Road for hours.
We just solved so many issues within
and then close it out with every country music star and every rapper getting on stage and singing "Bye Bye Lil Sebastian."
Oh my God! Do you know how many?
Sorry, 5,000 candles in the wind. That's the actual name of the song.
Yeah,
people forget that a lot.
I was about to call you on it, but you hit that so quick that I'm very
the name of the song is 5,000 candles in the wind. People constantly call it "Bye Bye Lil Sebastian."
Right.
That's not what it's called. And every time someone gets it wrong, I lose a year off my life. I'm going to be dead in like 20 minutes.
You think that's how he's going to die? That's an inside joke.
It is. What the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, you were talking about how you were in California
at the same time.
But before that, we were also talking about
this tour.
Where the famous things were going
and
on that Christopher was...
I didn't fucking take notes because none of these dates matter. There was some date with Sean, like Sean Lowe, who's, you know, a really good bachelor, but like I actually didn't watch his season. I just follow him on Twitter now because he's fucking funny as hell.
Nice.
There was some other shit. Like
But there was no dates that you're just like, oh, that's a really big thing for you that really resonated with you.
Yeah, I can't remember. There was one date where they drove past like the ESPN Sports Center, the place for sports, which is where there was a date from JoJo's season where that was when it started.
You just stuck that one in there.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that was when like Chad started really becoming the villain of that season.
Becoming
on that
the Chad.
Date. Yeah, when he became the Chad.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the other dates that stood out to me. None of this was fucking important. I was just furious the whole time that we weren't invited to this tour.
We would have been so much fun.
Like, Chris, I tweeted you at least like once a month. Like
at the very least.
Like, how do we get there? Look, just let us love you.
Just let me love you.
Just let us be a part of Batch Nation. Come on.
So to all our listeners, get us more popular. And then eventually they'll have to.
Hashtag big men on The Bachelor. That's what we want.
Big M, BM.
I don't like using
O-T-B,
BM.
BMOTB.
I don't like using BM. I don't like that one. Not at all. But we'll workshop that one. We'll do it in post. But let's get a fan campaign.
A fan campaign.
No, we're not. Damn, we're not hitting.
But just help us. Help us.
Help us.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon. And then the tour kind of concluded. Oh, there was one great fucking part of the tour. Holy shit, I almost forgot about this. They went to the like building date wherever the building where Nick and Vanessa had their one-on-one date.
Oh, where they went into space.
Not really. But they were very high up
there. They were doing the
and they're like, this is where Nick and Vanessa had dinner and they opened up their feelings for each other and burr to burr to burr. And like Chris is like, let's go up here real quick. And they go up there and Nick is just sitting at a table.
Is he shirtless?
No, he was wearing clothes. But the best part of it is Nick is just so clearly fucking done with like, he's just like,
there's
one part of it where like everyone like sits down and like talks to Nick. Like people get like their one-on-one time with Nick. It's really cute. But he's like eating a croissant at one point and he says, you know why they don't let us eat on the show? Because then you wouldn't be able to hear us falling in love.
that's one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Because they wouldn't hear us falling in love.
And then
he's
like
so done with
he's
this
so
shit.
Fucking done. And then like at the end of it, he like everyone leaves and Chris Harrison looks at him and says, what happened to you, man? And and Nick just goes, So much. Like Nick is just so fucked. Nick is the hero of Batch Nation at this point.
Oh,
honestly,
shit.
I'm starting to backtrack on like Wells being the new Chris Harrison and just give it to Nick.
He'd be so great.
Like, let Nick be like the drunk uncle of Batch Nation.
This
is the final rose tonight.
I guess this is the final rose.
Yeah, I gave out a lot of roses once. Didn't work out great for me.
Look, love ends.
Look, okay, you know,
I want to have a really cynical take about everything.
Like, just at some point, he just screams, the show is a sham.
Look, this might not work out.
This might not work out, all right? You could be the runner-up twice. You can almost win Bachelor in Paradise. You could be the fucking Bachelor, and you're just going to end up hosting a fucking podcast, and then your wife goes on a... Your ex-fiance ends up hosting a podcast with Dean.
That's such a weird combo.
Right?
Oh, regardless.
Yeah, whatever.
Cynical Nick Vile.
But yeah,
host of,
you get like this,
as
like
host of the Bachelor, a family of products would be phenomenal.
Can we throw some minor Endgame spoilers out there?
I mean, they
really
they,
minor.
Meaning, like,
the Russos have confirmed that we can start.
That's
spoiling
what, that,
shit
that's
now.
What I'm saying. They said on Monday you were allowed to.
With, like, Nick Vile now is Endgame Thor. Like, you know how in Endgame Thor is just like fat and drunk and just has given up? That's where Nick Vile is right now. And it's...
Listen, I love when he's yelling at people on Fortnite.
Yeah. Noob Master 69. Hey, Thor, he's back. He's back.
Thor.
He's being mean to me again.
Thanks, Thor. Appreciate it.
But that's where Nick is right now, and it's so great.
Even though he's, like, doing fine professionally.
Oh, yeah, no, Nick is doing great. Like, he's got his podcast, he's best friends with Demi now, like...
He, like, paints stuff.
He keeps posting pictures of him, yeah, dressed as Bob Ross, like...
Well, he's not dressed as Bob Ross completely, but he is doing the Bob Ross painting, like, for comfort.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why his shirt has to be off the whole time.
Just to remind us that he's sexy.
Yeah.
Which, like, he doesn't do it for me, but, like, whatever.
He's a good painter, actually.
Is he actually painting?
Yes, he is legitimately painting.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
He's a man of many skills.
Clearly.
I'm just thinking of him just like, look, love doesn't always work out, guys. Like, this is the final rose tonight, but hey, there's going to be another one next week.
But you know what? There's going to be so many more roses
in your
life.
There's
going to
be so many more roses in your life.
Like, don't worry about it, okay?
It's fine.
You know what? You're going to end up on a fucking tour at some point, and you're just going to tell Chris Harrison off because he's like, what happened to you, man?
What happened to you, man? So much.
You should have aimed for the head, all right?
You should have aimed for the head. Oh, that's not a spoiler.
No, it's not. That was Infinity War. So the tour ends at Batch Mansion.
Great.
Which is
the site of it all.
Which is, you know, where it all began.
And where it all ends.
And where it will all end. Because... I don't want to bring up those wildfires again.
It is the Alpha and the Omega.
I don't want to bring up those wildfires again, but that house survived and everything else around it did not. So clearly, as we've said in the past, love is fleeting, but the Bachelor is forever.
Yeah.
You can't stop this.
Our love kept it.
Yeah.
Our love as a community kept it from
Batch Nation kept the Batch Mansion there.
Absolutely.
So everyone is at Batch Mansion. All these people, and Chris Harrison's like, "Hey, guess what? Guess what I did? I invited all the last Bachelorettes. They're all going to be here in
like
2 minutes.
For the past 13 years,
yeah, it's going to be fucking wild. I brought all of them
here. It's
going to
be fucking buck
wild.
They
don't even fucking know yet.
These idiots don't even know.
They don't even know that I just brought 13 of the most like famous women in the world here.
Bunch of idiots.
So then Chris Harris. So they all go outside to like the gates where like the doors where the limo exits happen. And Chris Harrison literally one by one, starting with Becca and going all the way to number one, Trista, just introduces them one by one, and everyone is losing their mind because everyone loves the Bachelorette.
Everyone does love the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Except I don't. All the other ones are great.
Oh, okay.
I don't love this one.
Oh, she
has to win me over.
You should watch the last 20 minutes of this because you know
she
what?
Has to win. No, I'm not falling for her BS. Okay.
All right.
I sat through all of the ridiculousness of Colton's season, and I'm not happy. I am letting it be known now. I am not a fan yet. She has to win me over. I am open to love.
Did Colton win you over?
Eventually, kind of.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. I need my journey.
Look, we can do our hot takes on Hannah B later, like, because we've had some time to simmer on this since Colton's finale.
What's her Christian name now? Because now that she is just
Hannah.
Hannah. No, should we just go Hannah B? Wait, her actually, she's just still Hannah.
Roll Tide.
So she's, no, now she's Hannah Roll Tide.
We'll just call it Roll Tide Hannah.
Roll Tide Hannah.
Now, let's just stick with Hannah. She hasn't gotten her shot at a Christian name yet.
If she says Roll Tide a bunch
during the first
episode, I bring it up.
Roll Tide is her let's do the damn thing.
Right, yeah, man.
So then there's like this like fun little like people talking with all the Bachelorettes.
Like us normies.
Yeah, us okay. normies get to talk to the higher ups. That's fun. You know, we get to talk to the special people.
Oh wow.
Becca has a fun moment with Emily where they're like, "We both dated Ari. This is weird, right?" And a bunch of people were like, "Yeah, hey, yo, that breakup on TV was shitty, Becca." And she was like, "Yeah, I know, right?
You're damn right.
Yeah, that was fucking awful." And people were like, "Yeah, but you handled it like a damn champ. Like, you actually cried on TV. I hate it when people don't cry on TV." And she was like, "Yeah, I was really upset.
It was sad."
What else was there? Not a whole lot fucking else. They talked about Rachel. Rachel and Brian just had their wedding shower.
Engagement.
Yeah, like they're getting.
Well, I'm sorry, not engagement, but their wedding shower.
Yeah, they're
like,
getting
set a date and everything.
They're getting married like very soon. Like yeah. I think they said like within the next like 100 days. Like it's
wow.
like it's real soon.
That's
but
great.
They showed like some clips of like Rachel and a bunch of her girls. We got just like at like you know like drinking and like getting. Really weird, naughty presents to Rachel.
Nice.
Alexis Waters was there. Always nice to see her again.
Lovely.
Christina was there.
She gave her some sex toy.
Oh yeah, they all gave Rachel like weird lingerie. There was one person who was like Rachel was about to open the box. I think it was like fucking like Whitney, like some random.
Don't open it!
I fucking remember. And she was like, "Don't open it," because there's clearly cameras on. Like, don't open that one.
Please, for the love of God, don't open that.
Oh my God, please.
Way to be sex positive, though, ladies.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. Yeah, way to go. What the fuck else was there to talk about in this reunion?
You said the last 20 minutes.
So the last 20 minutes was probably the best part of it.
Okay.
The last 20 minutes was Chris Harrison taking the long drive down to Tuscaloosa to...
get his Tuscaloosa heart.
Yeah, to get that Tuscaloosa heart, but also to just like kind of hang out with Hannah for a while, like get to know her.
Just hang.
Yeah.
Just chill sesh.
Like here's the thing. If we thought Chris Harrison was playing a fatherly role on Colton season...
This was going to be my first question.
He is going to be so much more fatherly on this season, I think. I think Chris Harrison... And for one, she did call him Papa Chris. Like, at After the Final Rose. She did call him that. On television. On live TV. Hannah called him Papa Chris.
I love that.
Yeah. And I really hope she continues to call him that.
That does lead me to my first question.
Hit me.
And I've asked this a lot about Chris Harrison.
Yes.
Was this the most dad he has ever been?
I think so. Actually, yeah.
Okay.
He was very dad on this.
Okay.
It was it was really sweet, actually. Like, he went to Hannah's house and, like, they... Like, she was like, "I'm gonna go, like, wash my face or some shit." And he's like, "Okay, cool." And he immediately goes up into her bedroom and he, like, opens, like, the VCR and there's, like, some, like, tape in there that says, like, Tap Recital 2002. And he says,
"It's so
oh, I'm
planted.
Taking this." Yeah, I know, of course. And he's like, "Oh, I'm taking this." And
he takes it
out of the VCR, just puts it in his coat pocket and walks away.
That's so
he starts,
ridiculous.
Like, going through drawers and he's like, "Look at all this money. I should take it." And then he goes, "No, I don't need it.
I'm rich."
He's like, "No, I don't need
that." Would have been great if he just looked at the camera, "Because I'm rich."
He's like going through her shit. It's like he opens her closet and it's a fucking mess in there. And like Hannah at one point, like he goes back downstairs and Hannah comes out and he's just like, "So I think I figured out why you're single. Have you looked in your closet recently?" And she just goes, "It's representative of my life. It's a mess." And I was just like, "Hannah, yes,
solid. I'm glad you owned it."
Yeah. But she's like, it's a mess, just like my life. And I'm like, "Hannah, yeah, all right I'm like again, she's gonna have to win you over, but I'm like on board with Hannah just being like this, like, just mess of a bachelorette, just like, I don't know,
I'm just figuring it out.
Like, she's 23. Like, I'm old. Like, she's just figuring this shit out. She don't know what's going on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I can give her that.
Mm. Sorry, I'm like really weirdly congested.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're fighting through and you're doing a great job.
Thanks, bud. What else does happen here? They go... there was this really weird thing where Chris Harrison thought Joey Fatone, member of NSYNC, was part of the Backstreet Boys, and I'm a little upset about that.
That's... You know what?
Because apparently Hannah's dad looks just like Joey Fatone.
We should have all added him.
Yeah. Oh, no. Several people did.
Okay,
don't worry.
Good.
But apparently, like, Hannah's dad looks like Joey Fatone, and it's very funny.
I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him, because she didn't make it to hometown, so...
Ooh.
Hometowns. Part of the season where Hannah goes to the hometowns.
Can't wait for that episode.
Can't wait for that episode. Best part Can't of the entire... wait for that joke to come around for the fourth time.
I think that's one of my favorite things about this show.
Is that once a season we get to make a dumb joke.
But we also have like five other jokes that just like we can't wait till that person like says something like, oh, I can make that joke again. Yep. Great.
Can't wait till we bring up our Powerade sponsorship again.
Yeah, it's a recurring thing, man. We gotta get those bucks. And if you would like to stop us hearing through that Powerade promotion, maybe you should support our Patreon.
Yeah, support our Patreon that we still don't have. Oh, Powerade. Just give us money.
That should be every ad. That's like what Hulu does. Like, why'd you do it? For money?
Yeah.
Woo!
Powerade,
because we want them dollars.
Yes. They go to a burger place that is just literally plastered with the words Roll Tide. And Hannah's like, yeah, this is where I go.
This is where I eat food.
Like, and they get like these like big fucking breakfasts with like this gigantic fucking slab of ham.
I dig that.
Which like looked delicious.
I'm okay with that.
And Chris is like, why do you come here so much? And she goes like, well, it's like right across the street from the football place. So, you know, Roll Tide. So she's like, yeah. And then there's a big sign behind her that says Roll Tide. And then she picks up that slab of ham. She's like, hot damn, Roll Tide.
I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. Okay.
But Chris Harrison also points out, he's like, this is the first time I've ever done this. Like, this is the first time I've ever gone to a bachelorette's hometown to, like, get to know them before a season. Yeah. And she's like, wow, that's cool. I'm the first one. Neat. Like,
Neat.
Roll Tide.
That's pretty. How neat is that?
Yeah. What else did they do? They went to like, I guess Hannah's dad is like a barber and Chris Harrison got a haircut. It was kind of
nice. Yeah. How did it look?
The same.
Then he's great.
Yeah. Which is great.
What a good barber.
Yeah. I mean, how tough do you think it's got to be to like make Chris Harrison look better? You know?
Exactly. But it's definitely easy to make him look worse.
It'd be easy to make him look worse. Yeah. You could really fuck him up.
Exactly.
But you can't do that.
Right. So good for you, Hannah's dad. You apparently look like Joey Fatone and are a good barber.
Yep. I think that was her barber. I think that was her dad, rather. There was a haircut involved.
We will confirm.
We will confirm this at a later date. And then they did like an extended preview for Hannah's season, which was just kind of the classic drama of just like, you said this, you said that. Hannah being like, I'm so done with this.
95% of it's probably fake.
Yeah, most of it's fake.
Or rather, like, out of context.
And then we do get this like weird thing that they're doing this season on the first night of... So we talked about this in the past about how, like, you know, there's security cameras everywhere watching all the boys.
Yes.
And Chris Harrison, as the head of security, is watching everyone. This season, they've got two more people watching everybody. And this is weird as fuck. They've got Katie and Demi from the last season, who are apparently Hannah's best friends, also watching these boys. So, like, they can be like, yo, this boy's fucking up. This boy sucks. Hannah, don't fall for his bullshit.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
I was about to literally ask you, like, what was the weird thing that you think is going to come into this
season?
But
here's the thing. They're trying to do something new every season. They're trying to do something new. And here's why I'm on board with this. It's because people, like, you have, like, you know, villains every season. People like Crystal, Chad, Lee. Like, people, well, Lee was just a racist. But, like, you have people who suck every season. Lincoln.
An actual criminal.
You have people who suck every season.
Can they, like, be on social media?
I think so.
Cause see that.
But that, makes that's the thing. Difference. That's the thing. They're scoping out how these boys act when Hannah's not there. Because
that's very interesting.
Because that happened. Because you get this kind of shit a lot, where, like, you know, you have the villains who, like, they're all like nice and charming when the lead is around. But, like, as soon as they're gone, they're pieces of shit.
Right.
So, like, they're kind of looking out for that. They're trying, being that first wall of defense.
I like that. Yeah. I think it's very interesting.
It's interesting. Why it had to be, like Demi? And, like, okay, you know, honestly.
I like Katie because she's spoke her mind very often, but, like,
see,
why
I was
Demi?
I was thinking the reverse. I don't understand Katie. I kind of get Demi being there.
Really?
Yeah, because Demi was, like, because Demi also didn't.
Demi just has that personality that Demi people want to watch.
Yeah, Demi makes for good TV. Katie doesn't. I didn't love Katie. Like,
well, she didn't really do much.
She didn't do anything.
But I think they like that she's like, she keeps it real.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember Katie.
I do.
So I don't.
Well, I'm just too frustrated.
I don't remember.
Disagree.
I guess we will. We'll see what happens next week.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. It's going to be great.
I mean, like, I just can't wait to like be doing this all over again.
Oh, God, me too.
It's the time of the season.
It's going to be great. Oh, God, I'm so excited. So that was kind of the reunion special.
Any more, like, touching moments that really stuck out to you? I'm sure it was just still very nice for...
No, I mean, this is all kind of, like, fresh out of my mind from last night. I watched this after I got home from work yesterday.
So you feel better, though, about Hannah as a bachelorette contestant?
I've really come around on her. I really didn't like her as a contestant. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Because she wasn't great.
She wasn't great. She really, like, I am still hashtag Team Kaylin all the way. Like,
I'm really falling on Kaylin.
I think
there's some real stuff that's not come out.
Which I think
her.
Is totally fair.
Yeah.
And that's probably why Hannah B is Hannah's the Bachelorette and
she
not
played
her.
Herself out of being the Bachelorette.
Yeah, no, Kaylin definitely did. And like and so did Cassie by being with Colton. But like I think
hey, apparently they're happy.
Good for them. That's all anyone fucking wants. Just fucking be happy, people. Like just fucking. I think so. One of the things that I'm thinking about a lot is, you know, this is the first season of any Bachelor program to run without a new executive producer. You know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the original
Elon Gale stepped down after Colton's season. And I think that as much as I like him, I think that maybe this could be a real change of pace for the show.
A fresh take is nice.
Like this could be a fresh take. This could also be sort of a... I really look at Hannah B, this is so weird. She's kind of... She's not poised in the same way that Becca was or JoJo or Rachel...
Rachel didn't really have a choice. That's a whole nother issue within our society.
That's a whole other societal thing. But it's very weird saying that about a fucking pageant queen. But like, right. but like Hannah, she's kind of bumbling and clumsy, and
that's
kind of like,
lovable though. And I get
no,
that.
No. I like that about her, and I hope that they can make that shine through on her season
and let her be herself more.
Because Colton was the whitest slice of white bread I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, milk toast.
There was nothing interesting about
him. Milk toast.
Becca, as much as I like Becca, I think she's a good person. She was the Bachelorette because she got dumped. Like there were better options for the Bachelorette that season.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Rachel was a great Bachelorette, but that's not the point.
Don't get me wrong. I think Rachel was a phenomenal.
I think Rachel was great, but. I'm sort of interested to see this like sort of young, clumsy, like Roll Tide country gal Bachelorette who like clearly doesn't have her shit together. And that's,
right.
I think, what they were trying to show with this like lead up special is that she's kind of a mess.
She's kind of like all of us.
Yeah.
It makes her relatable.
It makes her relatable, which is what you want to see out of the lead. You want
because
people,
it makes you sympathize.
We
with
went
her.
Into Colton's season. We weren't rooting for him.
Right.
And I think they're trying really hard to get us rooting for Hannah out of the gate. And I think for the most part they're doing a pretty solid job.
That leads me to my next question.
Hit me.
If you might have asked.
Please.
So you know how the past couple seasons. Opening day, we have this big fucking extravaganza that's also getting to know the Bachelor, Bachelorette, yada, yada, yada,
yes.
Mixed in with the opening
episode.
With
the contestants, yeah.
And it's all kind of like, I don't give a shit about all this stuff happening outside of this.
No.
I care more about the episode. Let me watch the fucking show.
Yeah.
Stop showing me the goose and Crystal in the fucking hot tub. I do not care.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that again.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think this... is so that doesn't happen anymore.
I think so, yes. I think we're just going to get a two-hour episode. It's still going to
be... There's going to be some stuff. There's going to be the fanfare because it's the
first
episode.
There's going to be a little fanfare, but this is... There's not
going
to be like this live event. There's not going to be cutting back and forth to Texas and wherever to see different watch parties. Because that I think that got a really negative reaction.
It was horrible.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be... I think the episode we're going to see on Monday night is going to be a little more straightforward. We're still going to get
the show,
like,
right.
We're going to get like sort of the opening of like, I'm Hannah, I'm the Bachelorette now, Roll Tide. We're going to get like some video openings, and then it's going to be limo exits and then a rose ceremony. And it's going to be a 2-hour episode. And I could look at ABC's fucking schedule and see if it's actually going to be 2 hours. I don't know for sure.
I hope it's not.
I'm really,
anything other than that.
Yeah. I really hope it's just going to be a straightforward batch premiere.
I want some fanfare. I want some Chris Harrison, maybe like, you know, we're here. We're doing, you know, a little bit of just, you know,
oh, no,
like,
I want Chris Harrison.
Crowd work. I want some crowd work from Chris Harrison and like a live event. I'm okay with a live event.
Yeah.
I just don't need everything else.
Yeah.
I just want like, get a group of people in there, talk to them about The Bachelor, maybe ask them, what do you think? Okay, cool. Back to the thing. Like,
I don't even need that. I just want a regular fucking episode.
Okay, fair.
I don't need anything special about, like, I just want to watch this fucking show.
Fair. I also can agree with that.
Like, we hadn't, I remember, like, we were, with Colton's premiere, we were an hour in. We haven't even fucking gotten to the limo exits yet. Like.
Dude, I know. Yeah. It was horrible.
It was bad. I really want just something normal. I just want a normal fucking episode on Monday night.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's kind of how I was feeling. And if that's what the new producer or showrunner?
I don't know.
New person.
I think the showrunner is Mike Fleiss. Okay. I think the producer. I don't know who the new.
How
producer
the
is.
Fuck do you know that? That's very impressive.
I read a book.
Oh, okay. That's amazing.
I read a whole book about the show. It's been sitting on my nightstand for so long.
you casually dropped that name, and it's very impressive.
What up? I'm very invested in this program. This is my life.
Yeah.
When this show is not on the air, you saw it. My life becomes a fucking train wreck when I don't have The Bachelor.
That's true.
I need The Bachelor.
You need the structure.
I need the structure of this show to hold me together.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's around again.
It's back. Ugh.
I can love again.
Nope. That's not the phrasing I'm going to use.
I can.
Yeah, sure, you can. I'm going to close up a box for a while, but
fair enough.
Let's talk about what we're going to do with the rest of this episode.
Yes.
So yesterday, and by yesterday I mean like what, Tuesday, cuz this is definitely I'm not going to have this recorded for a few edited for a few days.
That's absolutely fine. We're getting it done.
Chris Harrison did the live reveal of
The Boys.
And we haven't watched it yet. So we're going to stop recording right now, watch it, and then we'll come back to you.
And then I just want to say one thing.
Hit me.
I'm really happy that we can refer to almost all the contestants as boys again.
Yes, that is the best part of The Bachelorette. Of we get to talk about boys.
I get to talk about all these boys.
I remember back in the old Rose Buddies days, there was one
episode boys.
Where like Rachel like said, shouldn't we refer to them as men? And Griffin said, no, these are boys.
These are boys.
These are boys. But that's what we're doing.
He took such a firm stance with his wife. No,
these are boys.
We're gonna be able to talk about things very positively for the rest of our relationship. But no,
these are boys. So we're gonna take a minute. We're gonna meet some boys, and we'll come back and introduce them to you. See ya.
BRB.
All right, we're back. That was an adventure. Let's talk about some boys, Alan.
Let's talk about some boys.
So we've got 30 boys this season. We just watched Dad talk about them,
and it was great. Casual Chris Harrison is the best Chris Harrison.
Oh yeah, I like this unedited Chris Harrison.
He's very fun. He's so much fun.
No, he's fun. You know he'd be a great tour guide.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's talk about these boys. We're just going to hit through them real quick. I don't really have any real feelings about any of them yet.
Neither do I.
So let's talk.
I don't even remember how I felt about them after the final rose.
Yeah, I don't even remember who was there. Yeah. So let's talk about Brian. He's 30. He's a math teacher. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. He was born on Flag Day, so it's his favorite holiday. Fuck you.
Lame.
Brian is a pun and sarcasm enthusiast. You know, anyone who says that about themselves is like, I don't trust you. Like,
you don't trust me.
Yeah, I don't. And Brian loves singing karaoke till he loses his voice. Well, you know what?
Brian.
Yeah. I have no strong feelings one way or another. Let's move on to Cam. Cam, he's 30 years old. He's a software salesman from Austin, Texas. I dislike Cam. He was the one who was like rapping on After the Final Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
So his favorite movie is The Notebook. Sure. Yeah, okay,
pander.
Yeah.
Pander some more.
Sure it is. He can freestyle rap about anything and play the harmonica. Can you do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Probably not. I can play the harmonica. I can't freestyle rap.
Yeah,
what?
Lame-o.
The most important thing Cam looks for in a woman is good dental hygiene. Well, that's actually probably pretty good for Hannah. Hannah
that's
does have
good.
All
she
of her teeth.
She has very nice teeth.
Yeah, she does have nice teeth. Moving on. Chasen.
He's going to be chasing Hannah all over.
He's 27. He's a
chasing
pilot.
Chasing some love.
He's a pilot from Ann Arbor, Michigan. His favorite pastime is watching The Bachelor and drinking cocktails with his mom. Okay.
Okay.
We've had a contestant like that in the past, and
who
he didn't make it
far. Who loves
his
mom too much?
Who is Jordan's archenemy? Yeah, David.
David.
Yeah.
The chicken man.
Yeah. He once bought a Tiffany necklace for a girlfriend, but she dumped him before he could give it to her, so he gave it to his sister instead. This dude has a weird relationship with his family.
Yep.
Moving on. Connor J.
I like Connor J.
I like Connor J.
I just like his energy. I think
one,
he's gonna be good.
This dude is definitely half Asian.
Yes.
I can always tell another one. He's 28 years old. He's a sales manager from Newport Beach, California. His biggest turnoff is a girl who gossips. He is not going to make it far with Hannah.
Nope.
He has been to 40 out of the 50 states. Good
That's
for him.
Neat.
Connor's grandmother says he deserves a sexy woman who is ready to give her grandkids. Weird.
Okay. I want to say some things. But I don't think I'm allowed to.
Okay, I am going to. I still like Connor J. I don't know how well he's going to do on this.
I'll make this joke after we're done.
just to me?
Yes.
Okay, Connor S.
Connor S.
Connor S. He's 24 years old. He's an investment analyst from Dallas, Texas. Connor loves Justin Bieber.
Well, I hate you.
He swam competitively in college. Even though he doesn't speak Spanish, he loves listening and dancing to Spanish songs in the clubs. I don't care for Connor S.
Weird things to put on your biography.
I don't care for Connor S.
Weird.
He likes Justin Bieber.
Just strange flexes
all
over.
Yep.
That's a strange flex.
He's a swimmer.
Yeah.
I don't trust swimmers.
I don't trust water
people. I don't trust people who like water better than land. We're land creatures.
Folk. We're land folk.
We're land creatures.
We evolved.
We have legs. We were meant to get out of the water we did.
We're not Atlanteans.
We're going into the skies. We're going to space. We're not staying in the ocean.
We're not taking to the sea.
We're going up. We're not back down to the waters.
Yeah.
I don't trust swimmers. That includes you, Ben. Moving on. Darren.
You son of a bitch.
Darren, 25 years old. He's an IT consultant from Buckhead, Georgia. Darren is a total video game nerd.
Yeah!
He's even a globally ranked champion in Guitar Hero.
Yeah!
And he's terrified of spiders.
Yeah! I love this guy!
I like Darren. Let's read a little more about Darren. Darren may seem like a tough guy on the outside, but really he's a giant teddy bear. He's a former college athlete and no stranger to competition. Along with sharing a love of football, Darren and Hannah share a lot of similar values when it comes to love. Darren says he loves a woman who can take charge. Does that sound like anyone we know?
Does a woman
who can take charge? Probably Hannah, I'm going to guess.
I guess so. I would assume they were talking about her.
Yeah. Let's go to Devin. Let's move on to Devin. I still like Darren.
Hey, Darren. You're killing it already.
Yeah, he's killing it already. Devin. I don't like Devin's look. Don't like his hair.
But he looks nice.
I don't know.
He's a little mischievous.
The hair, that hairstyle just bugs me.
Fair enough.
Which I know our listeners can't see right now. Oh, Devin and Wills from Becca's Season of the Bachelorette are good friends. He's friends with Wills.
So he might be a good person.
He might be good. Wills is a good judge of character.
I feel like Wills would only want to be friends with people he likes.
Yeah.
And we like Wills.
Yeah, we like Wills.
So then,
all right, we'll give Devin a chance. His advice for anyone who wants to find love is don't be a sleaze. Okay, sure.
Don't be a sleaze.
His advice for anyone who wants to love is don't be a sleaze. He's on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Devin has
a weird one, man.
Devin has an 8-year-old stepbrother who is one of his best friends. Okay.
That's nice.
Cool. Dustin. Dustin is 30 years old. He's a real estate broker from Chicago, Illinois. He loves Tony Robbins. He says he can beat anyone in a game of Jenga. And Christmas time is his favorite time of the year because all the lights and music remind him of his childhood.
Challenge accepted on Jenga.
Okay. I thought you were going to challenge him on the Christmas thing because
that's a whole other. That's a whole other. Issue. That's a whole other issue.
Okay.
We'll talk about Christmas later. What's his name?
Dustin.
We'll talk about Christmas later, Dustin.
I don't love Christmas time, so.
Well, you know my thoughts on Christmas time.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into it now.
Yeah. Moving on. Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan. He's 24 years old. He's a tech entrepreneur from San Diego, California. He only has... No, his bullet points are just aren't break-lined. That's... Hey, ABC, fix your fucking website.
Wow, way to go, guys.
Yeah. In fact, I probably know what the... Yeah, fuck you. The majority of Dylan's friends are women. Great. Whatever. Means he doesn't get along well with other men. Yeah, so good. He's probably going to be some drama. His favorite sport is basketball, and he has two tattoos, a palm tree on his ankle and a heart with roses on his chest for his mom and dad.
Okay.
Weird flex, but okay.
I like that he likes basketball.
You would.
You're right, I would.
Yeah, you would. Garrett. This guy's name is Garrett.
We already had one of those.
We had a Garrett. Remember Garrett?
I do.
Taking a long time to load. Hope your internet's not goofing up on us.
Hope not either. So, but that airplane food, huh?
Nope, it's loaded. Okay. Garrett is a 27-year-old golf pro from Birmingham, Alabama. Roll Tide. He once snuck into Mississippi State's football stadium after hours and made out with his girlfriend on the 50-yard line. Garrett says the most romantic city in the world is Savannah, Georgia.
Why specifically the 50-yard line?
You know more about sports than I do, so I defer to you on that one.
50-yard, I don't think there's, I feel like the end zone is, the more romantic spot.
Well, yeah. You make out in the 50-yard line. You fuck
you
in the end zone.
You do it in the end zone. Fair.
Moving on.
God damn, that was good.
I hate myself. Hate the things I just said. Grant, 30 years old. He's unemployed, which Chris Harrison dragged him for.
He literally just points it out. Look. Look at this man and be ashamed of him.
He's from San Clemente, California. His biography says he is the real life the dude, which I feel like is wrong. But he says he loves white Russians and has no interest in hearing your CrossFit workout plan.
First of all, you can't dress nicely and think you're the dude.
You also can't self-identify as the dude. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't.
Because he's the dude.
Yeah. His biggest fashion regret is wearing fake earrings to his high school prom. Just get a real earring, bitch. He isn't afraid of a dance-off. Grant has a hard time believing that any young guy who comes on The Bachelorette is here for the right reasons, and he plans to call them out on it. Grant, you are 30 years old.
You are unemployed.
You are unemployed. You are not. You are not here for the right reasons. I will call you out right now, motherfucker.
You think you're the dude?
Yeah, I will. I will shit in your bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Get ready, homeboy.
Get ready, because you know what? We're going to fucking tear you apart. Hunter! Let's talk about Hunter.
Let's talk all about him.
24 years old. He's a pro surfer from Westchester, California. He has been in two serious relationships, and both of them were long distance. Hunter still lives at home with his parents. Can't knock that. And he loves to host a good bachelor viewing party.
Nice.
Cool.
It's fun.
Okay. You know what? I relate to this one.
Yes.
Long-distance relationships? Check. Lives with his parents? Check. Host a good bachelor viewing party?
We could
check.
Do it.
This is why they didn't want me on the show. They got someone better. Damn it.
Definitely not. You'd be way better than Hunter.
Damn it. Let's move on to Jed.
Ugh. I don't trust Jed's. He's also the guitar boy.
He's the guitar player. Yeah, he's a singer-songwriter. He's 25 years old from Nashville, Tennessee. I've seen this character already. Jed can rap Nicki Minaj's part in Bottoms Up flawlessly and says he can shoot a rubber band with freakish accuracy. He grew up in the Smoky Mountains, the birthplace of Dolly Parton, and Jed's biggest fan is his little sister, who thinks that he and Hannah are a perfect match.
I hate that that's cute.
You know what? I'm not gonna... I don't think it's cute.
It's not the worst... Look.
No.
It's not the worst bio.
No, here's the thing. Little sister, look, I love my sister, but she will also blindly be okay with anyone I date, unless they're openly horrible.
Just be happy.
Yeah, if you have a good relationship with your little sister, it's just good, you're good. I want your bedroom, you know? Move out.
Just move out.
Yeah. Not necessarily what's happening here, but still. Jed. I don't know. I don't trust the whole singer-songwriter thing.
I don't trust the name.
I don't trust the name. I don't trust how wide his forehead is.
I did not notice that before.
His head is so triangular.
Wow.
I don't want to dunk on appearances. That was mean.
No, but he's got a very wide head.
He does. Really just the forehead, though. Like, if you just cover up the top of the head and normal
boy. She's their mega mind. Oh, my God.
That is mean. I don't want to do that.
No. You know what? We're okay. We can be mean sometimes.
We can be mean sometimes. Joe, the Box King.
The Box King.
From Chicago, Illinois. Oh, God. I'm going to call him the Box Ghost. That's going to be his Christian name real quick. Box Ghost.
Beware.
I am the Box Ghost.
I am the Box Ghost.
Your cylindrical container cannot hold me. Beware. Danny Phantom. Las Vegas is Joe's favorite place in the world. He went 4 times in the last year alone. He has a gambling problem.
He has an addiction.
Joe once went streaking in college. His most complimented features are his eyebrows. He does have very well, like, manicured eyebrows.
They're nice.
Kind of freaking me out a little bit. I don't know. Get a little gruff with the eyebrows. I don't know. Let's move on from
that. I respect a man who can take care of his eyebrows.
Yeah, no, I do too. Who's this?
Joey.
Joey.
Who definitely looks like he should be on Jersey Shore.
Yeah, this is the Jersey Shore boy, 33 years old. Wow, grandpa much? Finance manager from Bethesda, MD, Maryland?
Yes.
Maryland. Joey spent his 20s having adventures and starting his career. He's lived in Australia, Hong Kong, and San Francisco, and I said I wasn't going to read these parts. While Joey has bungee jumped and skydived, he is afraid of heights. He's currently relearning how to play the piano. Guess it's not like riding a bike. Joey loves to document important moments with his Polaroid camera. Why am I not a sports commentator? I feel like I'd be really good at it.
If only you liked sports.
I feel like I'd be a really good sports commentator. Just throwing that out there.
You're doing a great job.
I feel like I'd be so good.
Oh, shit.
How do we feel about Joey? I don't love him.
I don't love him.
I don't love him.
He hasn't done anything to offend me, but
no,
I don't
but
love
we're
him.
Just these are just hot takes.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones. Who I'm calling it right now. He is this season's Jordan. Because his career. John Paul Jones is 24 years old. His career is listed as John Paul Jones. He is from Lanham, Maryland. When referring to John Paul Jones, always use his full name, John Paul Jones. John Paul Jones' favorite drink is champagne. John Paul Jones rarely uses words that are less than 3 syllables long. This is Jordan again. Jordan grew out his hair. This is just Jordan again.
I won't love him as much.
No, I can't love
Jordan, we will never turn our backs on
you. No, never, Jordan. I am here for you. Maybe when John Paul Jones follows us on Twitter and Instagram.
And Instagram.
But John Paul Jones, you know what? I'm curious to see what this boy brings to the party.
He's
gonna
sure.
be a, yeah, I feel like he's gonna be like a goof villain, kind of like Jordan was.
Yes, yeah.
Like he's not gonna really be a villain. Like
he's
Chad.
Gonna cause the dumbest drama.
Yeah.
Like oh, I don't know, man. Maybe you just gotta just put on your confidence.
Yeah, put on your confidence. John Paul Jones puts on his confidence.
Maybe you're just getting up there. You're putting on your socks. You're putting on your pantyhose.
Let's move on to Jonathan, 27 years old, a server from Los Angeles, California. Two places Jonathan really wants to visit are Miami and New Orleans.
Okay.
Jonathan loves sparklers, and religion plays a very important role in Jonathan's life.
Well, good for you.
Good.
This isn't a very religiously wholesome podcast.
Yeah. So he's not gonna love us.
He's not. He wouldn't. We wouldn't be friends.
He likes playing basketball and spending time with his family at church.
Great. That means Hannah can go with him to church in the hometowns and clap and not clap on time.
Yeah. Which I. Oh God. Or if he makes it to hometowns, let's just bring this up. Jonathan is black. And if we remember Rachel's hometown date when she brought Nick to church, and it was just the most, that's what we're referring to right now. Oh my God. That was an awkward hometown date.
It was awesome.
I loved it. It's one of my favorite hometown dates of all time.
Off-tempo Nick.
Off-tempo Nick. Just openly uncomfortable, just like. Moving on. Kevin, 27
Kevin.
Years old. He's a behavioral
Kevin.
Health specialist from Monteno, Illinois. He loves the Harry Potter movies. He loves to play piano and sing, and he wants to travel more, but he won't go anywhere that doesn't have an available gym. Kevin, everywhere has a gym. You know where gyms are? Everywhere.
The world is your gym.
And just,
dingus.
Homie, if there's no gym, just do some push-ups or something. Do some crunches. Go for a run.
Yeah, you dingus.
Like, you don't have to go to a gym, you fucking lunk. Like,
way to go, you fucking nerd.
God, just... Hey, yo, behavioral health specialist. Maybe you got a behavioral health specialized in going to the gym less or something. Boom. Get out of my face. Right. Can we talk about how both Lukes kind of look alike?
They look a little alike.
Yeah, these are the same boy. Let's start with Luke P. 24 years old, an import-export manager from Gainesville, Georgia. Luke P. is a good Christian boy. Tim Tebow is his hero, and his worst fear is having bad gas on a date.
Tell me, Tommy, there's going to be worse things that can happen on a date.
Yeah, there's worse things that happen on a date, Tommy. Worse things that happen.
Don't you worry.
I don't care for Luke P. I got nothing from him. Let's talk about Luke S.
He's the one who kind of looks like Nick Vial.
Luke S. is the one that looks like Nick. Luke S. is 29 years old, a political consultant from Washington, D.C. Luke's grandma and grandpa were married for 70 years and got engaged after 3 weeks of getting to know each other.
Wow.
Good for them. People tell Luke that he looks like Nick Vial all the time. Okay. Luke says he once hit on Emily, gonna pronounce this wrong, Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski?
Feel like I should know that name. Made her blush, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Probably
good
pronounced her name correctly.
I'm definitely not Googling this person.
It's definitely a name I've heard before.
Yeah, same.
In the sense that she's like an attractive person. Google that while I pull up the next boy. Anything else to say about Luke S? I don't. So that was, I'm about to move on.
Looks like she's a model.
She's a model.
She's a model.
Okay.
Yes. A model and actress.
Okay. Good for her.
Okay. We figured it out.
We figured it out. Is she attractive?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. We're waiting on the next boy to load.
Oh, okay. Well.
Do you want to read more about? Nope. Nope.
Mm-hmm. We're having trouble finding that site.
Internet's gone.
Try it again.
Alan, your internet's gone.
I'm sorry.
We were really on a
roll there.
We were doing so good. Oh, we're back. We're back. We're back, baby. Back, baby.
Nice. Okay.
Matt Donald, 26 years old. He's a medical device salesman from Los Gatos, California. He loves salsa dancing, even though
cats?
He says... Yeah, the cats.
Okay.
Matt loves salsa dancing, even though he says he's terrible at it. Matt's biggest fear in the world is being trapped in a room with spiders.
Yo, me too.
Me too, but okay, but like how many spiders and what kind of spiders? Because if
it's
like...
I don't want...
If it's just a room made of spiders, then no thank you.
I don't want
like spiders.
I don't even care if there's like five in there. They're all going to die, but I won't be...
Yeah.
I don't like it.
My Tinder bio specifically points out that I love Spider-Man, but I hate spiders.
I
hate spiders so much.
They're the worst.
Matt says that he loves Hannah and he hasn't even met her. So that's weird.
Wow. Okay.
That's weird, Matt. Matt Donald. That's weird. Let's talk about spiders more. Or we can move on to Mateo.
Mateo.
Mateo is 25 years old, a management consultant from Atlanta, Georgia. Mateo once competed in a talent show where he chugged a gallon of milk in 10 seconds.
Gross.
Gross, but respect.
Also impressive.
Yeah. I thought you couldn't do that without throwing up.
Well, I guess he's a freak of nature.
Guess he is. If he could have any job in the world, he would be a firefighter.
That's nice.
That's nice. Why isn't he a firefighter?
He's a failure.
I guess. Did he try and it didn't work out for
him? Maybe.
First item on his bucket list, take someone to a ball in a castle.
You lame.
What a lame.
Bitch, you basic.
Yeah.
Anything
just,
else?
Dude, just go to Disney World
just
and bring a
Disney
basketball
World.
With
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right?
Ball in a castle.
Ball in a castle.
God, we're so fucking funny.
We're maybe the funniest people I know.
We're the funniest people to talk about The Bachelor, for sure.
That's for sure.
For sure. After Mateo is Matthew.
Apparently, Hannah has a tough time pronouncing his name.
Mateo?
Yes.
Yes, Dad Harrison did say that. Matthew, 23 years old, carbid spotter from Newport Beach, California. Can I talk real quick about how this boy is 23 years old and he looks way older than me and I'm 3 years older than him?
Yeah, he's an older looking man.
That's an old 23
boy,
right
sorry,
there.
Boy,
that's
boy.
A boy. That's a boy.
That's a boy.
23 years old, which is, okay, whatever. I don't really give a shit. Matthew's 3-year-old sister is his favorite person. Well, you know.
All right.
Okay. He grew up on
that
his
don't
family's.
Impress me
much. Yeah, that don't impress me. Like, you can say a lot of things about like younger siblings before they're old enough to speak. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Your 3-year-old sister could be a dick.
Yeah, she grew up to be real bitch.
We're terrible.
Yeah, I said it. I said I don't care.
That's the worst.
I care. I don't care. She could. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
He grew up on his family's winery and would love to join that business one day. Matthew has never left the country and would love to see the world. Well, just do it then.
What the fuck's a carbon spotter?
That's a really great question. Let's see. He works in the family business of auctioneering, mainly cars and motorcycles.
Oh, okay. I think I actually understand what his job is.
Okay.
He's looking for bids on cars, and he'll probably try to buy cars at lower bids to then resell them at higher prices to then make a profit.
Okay. Makes sense. Let's move on. Mike?
Mike. Apparently, Mike. They call him Big Mike.
Big Mike.
And apparently, he's awesome.
Big Mike is my favorite character on the television series Chuck.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh. I miss that show so much.
Such a good show. 31 years old, a portfolio manager from San Antonio, Texas.
Do you think we'll love him as much as we love Kenny?
No.
No?
No. No one loves... No one loves... No.
You'll never love anyone as much as you love Kenny?
No. Kenny's the best. Mike has been to 30 countries. He's so excited to meet Hannah, but is terrified that she will ask him to go skydiving with her. Mike really wants to...
That's a very specific fear.
Wait, it gets more specific. Mike really wants to learn Mandarin and get into parkour.
That's great. You know why I love these? Because it just... He didn't say something generic.
Yeah.
He's just like, I just hope she doesn't ask me to do this, because they did it last season, and I don't like that.
I don't like that.
I would really like to learn Mandarin. I think that's dope.
And like, I want to get into
Mike,
parkour.
I love you already.
Big Mike.
Big Mike, you're great.
Yep.
See, that's great. It's not like, I want to have a ball in a castle. Fuck you. Show me who you
are. Let's read a little more about Big Mike. He's an Air Force vet who enjoys Krav Maga and going to trampoline parks.
Sweet.
Cool.
He sounds like so much fun.
Mike says he's a city boy who loves to get down and dirty.
Nice.
All right, good for him. Let's see how Big Mike do. I like Big Mike. Let's move on to Peter. Let's see.
I don't know why I like the way Peter looks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just looks like a nice person.
He's not exceptionally handsome. Like, I think he's a good-looking guy, but he's on, like, the high end of average, I'd say.
He just looks like a guy I could hang out with.
He just looks like a guy. I'd see this guy at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Peter.
Like, he's a good-looking dude, but he's not trying too hard.
Right.
You know?
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
His collar's unbuttoned.
Just hanging out, just having fun, number one.
He's Peter.
He's 27 years old. He's a pilot from Westlake Village, California. Peter's grandmother's name is Rose.
Okay.
He once took a girl on a sunset flight to Santa Barbara for dinner. Even though he is a man of the world, Peter still lives at home. Doesn't everybody live at home?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Isn't that the point of home?
Yeah.
Peter, I'm cooling on you.
But apparently he comes dressed in his regalia.
Oh, he do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone loves a man in uniform.
That's true. Let's see. Let's read a little bit more about him. Peter's parents met while his dad was a pilot and his mom was a flight attendant. Okay. Well, he's not flying the friendly skies. He enjoys snowboarding, watching football, and line dancing.
That's fun.
Peter's life motto is, you should live this life always expecting something great is about to happen to you. That's too many words, Peter.
It's a long, but I get it.
It's a long motto.
I like it, but it's a long motto.
It's a long motto.
A motto has to be like, do stuff because you can.
Or just like, roll tide.
Roll tide, yeah.
You know, something, or you know, maybe just cut it down to one word. Maybe just an exclamation. Something like, I don't know, waboom.
Waboom. Waboom, waboom, waboom.
Hate that guy.
Because when you kaboom it, you can do anything. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
How many more boys do we have?
Like, not a lot of boys left.
I think there's like five boys.
This is the last of the boys.
And then there's Chris Harrison. Dad.
The man.
The man himself. Ryan. Let's talk about Ryan. He's 25 years old. He's a roller boy.
He's our first official
boy.
He's the roller
Ryan
boy.
The roller boy.
Ryan
the roller boy from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ryan was his high school valedictorian. He's a skilled tightrope walker. His favorite food is ice cream. Which flavor? You got to be more specific, Ryan.
Come on, man.
Though he loves being outdoors, birds freak him out.
He doesn't like birds.
Ryan.
I'll kill him right after I'm done with these birds.
Ryan says he's never been in love, but he's hoping Hannah can change that. All right, good for him. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm still on board with him. I'm on board with Ryan the Roller Boy.
I'm down with anyone who put boy in their name.
Yeah,
Roller Rather Boy. Rather in their profession.
Yep. Like unlike John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
Have we talked about Scott yet?
We have not.
Let's talk about Scott. Let's do it now. Let's talk about Scott.
He looks like my cousin Adam.
All right. He's 28 years old. He's a software sales executive from Chicago. He's an admirer of Kris Jenner. Okay.
I'm already cooling on him.
Yep. He says he's very skilled.
That too.
Fuck. Starting over. He says he's very skilled at schmoozing waitresses into giving him free food and drinks. So he's an asshole.
So you're a jerk?
So you're a dick. Just for fun, Scott once ran in a circle.
I like to make women think that I like them, so they give me fleas.
Hold on. Sorry.
And then I leave.
Because it gets worse. Just for fun, Scott once ran in a circle around the mall food court, acting like a flying chicken. Scott sucks.
Hey, Scott. I hate you.
Scott, try again.
Get off the show, you dingus.
Scott, go home. Just...
You are not getting a rose.
Not from us. Let's move on. Let's get out of here. Thomas, yeah. Thomas is 27 years old, an international pro basketball player from Detroit, Michigan.
Do you know what that means?
It means that he's not very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could be great in China, but
he had
not
to, good he had to go play in the Latvian league.
Yes.
Outdoor league, they play on a hill.
And every time they make a block, they say Porzingis. Porzingis!
Thomas's family has
that was on
never
a
met.
99 episode.
I've never watched that show.
It's a great show.
I believe it. My sister likes it. Thomas's family has never met anyone he's dated. Thomas loves going to clubs and dancing to EDM music.
Great.
All right, but like, the M in EDM stands for music, so like you don't have to say it's like ATM machine.
He's but then he can't say I like ED music.
Yeah, I can't say that. Just say EDM.
You just say I like EDM.
Yeah. His nickname in basketball was Mr. Fourth Quarter. Because he sucks at basketball and they only let him play at the end?
No, that means that you come alive in the fourth quarter and that's when you're most clutch.
Okay. Cool.
Sports!
You're the sports guy here.
I am the sports analyst. Of
Tyler C.
Rocking the salmon jacket.
Rocking the salmon jacket. 26 years old, a general contractor from Jupiter, Florida.
General contractor?
Tyler loves to dance. He says his friends get embarrassed by how intense he gets on the dance floor, but he doesn't care. Tyler,
okay, you don't need to get intense on the dance floor, but you need to just have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you getting aggressive.
Yeah.
Just have fun out there. I like to dance, but I'm not like...
No one can see what you're doing.
I know, but you can, and that's what matters.
Okay. Tyler was drafted by the Baltimore Ravens, but it had to leave football because of a bad shoulder injury.
That's sad.
That's what they all say. Colton.
Colton.
Skydiving.
Lee.
Is that
not
the...
Lee, sorry. No. Wait, was it Lee? No.
Clay.
It was one of those, a short name. Not Lee. Lee was
Clay actually played football, though.
He did.
Yeah.
But then he had to leave.
Yeah, he had to leave because he injured himself on a football date.
Yeah. Oh, that was so sad.
Oh, Clay. I liked him.
I did. I liked Clay a lot.
Skydiving is at the top of Tyler's bucket list. So he's not going skydiving.
He's not going
One of the boys who's afraid of skydiving is going skydiving.
Well, guess what? Well, good thing you fucking told us, because now we're going to ruin your life.
Because remember how they made like...
You do it!
Remember how like Dean was afraid of blimps, so they made him get on a blimp?
Yeah, oh my God. He was so terrified.
Yeah. Tyler G, the last boy. Tyler G is 28 years old. He is a psychology graduate student from Boca Raton, Florida. Tyler's life goal is to get his PhD in psychology and become a clinical psychologist. He adheres to a strict keto diet, and he has a side business in dream therapy analysis.
Okay. Nice.
Sure.
He looks like Rob Riggle.
Little bit.
That's who I was trying to think of the entire time, and I finally looked it up, because that's who I wasn't sure what I was thinking of. It looks like Rob Riggle.
Do we want to read a little bit about Hannah? This is too long.
See what they say about Hannah. But she's, you know, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Hannah Brown. That's what the B stood for. Caught the eye of Colton Underwood early in the 23rd season of The Bachelor, showing him and all of America what Alabama Hannah is made of. A fun country girl who is unapologetically herself. I don't want to read the rest of this.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. And I saw that. Let's see. Returning home gave Hannah the time to reflect and heal from her breakup. Blah, blah, blah. She's the Bachelorette now. She's the Bachelorette.
And Chris Harrison is great.
And we can read about Chris Harrison now working as an interior decorator.
That's
Hannah,
nice.
Not Chris Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Can you fucking imagine?
I would love to let Chris Harrison design my interior.
Yeah. I'm good with Hannah. I'm good. I'm ready. Look at Dad.
Look at that good picture.
Look at him. All right, let's close this internet. We've been going on for an hour seven.
That's
eight.
Good. No, yeah. That's exactly what we wanted to do.
That's exactly where we wanted.
Because last time we did this, I think we just took too long with the bios.
We took too long with those
bios.
That
was exactly what I wanted this
to
be.
Yeah, like a half hour on the reunion, a half hour on the bios.
Good job, us.
High five.
Nice. Back in the swing, man.
Back in the swing of things. Back in the saddle. I love it. New podcast name. Got to figure out how to end
all
this
now. All that other shit sucks.
All that other shit sucks. Bros Before Rose, get out of
Darn,
here.
Done. Garbage.
Done. Garbage. Trash. All 33 episodes.
If you like that episode and you were going to review us based on all those episodes, don't. Review us on these ones now because it's the new show.
This is a new show, but it's going to be the same feed and everything. Like you as our listeners don't have to change anything.
Literally nothing's changing.
Yeah, just
other
than
the name.
Name and artwork, really. But that's it for this episode. We don't need to do a play of the game. There was no actual episode we're talking about. We don't need to do, I don't even want to like plug social media or anything because we're about to change everything.
Do you have any like guys that you're feeling for your fantasy?
I've already forgotten everything about all those guys.
Same.
I've already forgotten. I spoke about them.
Are you excited for fantasy?
Of course. I have to text like 50 people and get everyone's emails because I forgot to do that. But I'll set it up in the next couple days. Oh, I only have days. Let's rock and roll. Fantasy is going to be great, though.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. Once I get... No one on our podcast gives a shit. Maybe they do. I told you the winner of the league this year is going to get a t-shirt.
Oh, I'm coming for
the,
you.
You and me are going to get the t-shirts. Regardless.
I know, but I was coming for. I won last season, and I was so fucking proud of myself.
We should, but it's going to be it's going to be the final Bros Tonight t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
That I'm gonna.
I just want to rub it in everyone's faces. That I'm better than them.
It's gonna be great.
The love chef.
Yep.
Cooking up some love. Coming for round two.
Cooking up another entree.
Cooking up another entree.
guys, this was the final Bros Tonight.
I loved it.
It was great. I've got this.
You got this?
Yeah. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
This has been the final Bros Tonight. Take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
Gold.
It's pretty good.
Gold.
I thought that was good.
That was so good. The gravitas was amazing. I literally love it.